Ms. John said periodic updates will be posted with regards to COVID-19 cases. However, she is encouraging persons to continue to follow the protocols to keep themselves and their families safe.
We are definitely heading into the integration, like I mentioned before, into the primary healthcare system. So we will continue to do like periodic updates if there is a need to let the public know. But I think right now the general consensus among the team is just for persons to still take precautionary measures as much as possible.
Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Dominican Republic since the outbreak now stands at 645,952, and the total number of deaths in the British Virgin Islands since the onset of the pandemic is 64. Internationally, about 4.8% of China's gross domestic product was negatively affected by COVID controls as of Monday, according to a model from Nomura. That's up from 4.3% a week ago. Mainland China reported 427 new symptomatic cases for Monday in more than 20 of the country's province-level regions, and central government authorities affirmed their dynamic zero-COVID policy in an article on Monday. Meanwhile, Florida's Surgeon General recommended against COVID-19 mRNA vaccines for men ages 18 to 39 late last week, but based on an analysis of state data that many experts are calling flawed. In a tweet that was taken down on Friday but restored on Sunday, Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo announced that men in this age group have an increased risk of cardiac-related death. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.